Welcome to the Florida Building Commission Legislative Update Conference Call. Today is March 15th, 2019. It's 2 p.m. We're going to start by making sure we have a quorum. So, commissioners, if you will answer roll call, please. Commissioner Shock will not be on the call. Commissioner Bahadori. Commissioner Batts?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Boyer?
Here.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Commissioner Smith-Burke?
I'm here.
Commissioner Calleja? Commissioner Compton?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Dean?
Present.
Thank you. Commissioner Flanagan?
I'm here. Thank you.
Commissioner Gatlin?
Present.
Thank you. Commissioner Gerwig?
Here.
Commissioner Gilson? Commissioner Goff?
I'm here.
Thank you. Commissioner Gross? Commissioner Hamburger? Commissioner John? Commissioner John?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Langill?
Here.
Commissioner Schiffer?
I'm on.
Thank you. Commissioner Schilling?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Commissioner Smith? Commissioner Stone?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Swope? Commissioner Whitehead?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Commissioner Wiseman?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Worrell?
I'm here.
Thank you. We'll go back over. Commissioner Bahadori, have you joined the call? Commissioner Calleja? Commissioner Gilson? Commissioner Gross? Commissioner Hamburger? Commissioner Smith? And Commissioner Swope? We have a quorum. What we're going to do first is just go ahead and review and approve the agenda. So if I could get a motion to approve the agenda as posted, please.
The motion to approve as posted, Warrior.
Okay, and the second was?
Schilling could second.
Thank you. All those in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're going to now turn the meeting over to Mr. Campbell so he can provide you with a legislative update.
All right, so I've provided an updated matrix, and I've also supplied some bills of interest that impact the commission. There's not much on the updated matrix that changed since the last time we met, except for all of the additional bills which we will talk about in a minute. Some of the bills have been moving through, as you can see on the matrix, in particular the first two, and the other, and the some, and some of the others are as well. So let's get down to the stuff that actually impacts the commission, because the last time we talked, none of these bills had been introduced into this year's session yet. The first two, HB 777 and SB 1420, these deal with approval of insulation products. HB 777 It has some additional requirements for improvement for approval of these types of products, and since right now these types of products are approved at the local level, it would just add some additional information that the building official may have to take in. Now, SB 1420 deals with the same thing, but it actually does it in a little bit of a different way. It states that this additional information would need to be given to the commission if someone was seeking to have an insulation product approved by the commission. But as of right now, you cannot seek to have a insulation product approved because it's not under the scope of the commission's product approval program. So we kind of see these additional requirements be being enforced if and when the insulation products were under the scope of the program. The next bill of interest is SB 1610. This requires the commission in Section 7 to develop investigate the damage that was caused by Hurricane Michael and give a final report and recommendations to the legislature on the items in that list there, A through a D. The report and recommendations would be due on September 1st, 2019. The commission's current research on this isn't really specific to the items here, so we would probably need to bring in the University of Florida to put that information together for any work group to use. The next.
Does that bill have a companion?
It does not yet. The next bill of interest is SB 1648. This is basically adding some additional construction requirements, including the extension of some of the high velocity the hurricane zone requirements to the items that are listed in 21A 1, 2, 3, and 4. It would require that any building in that list be built to have the entire envelope of the building be impact resistant and require the use of high wind resistant and non-combustible construction materials. It lists the type of construction that this would apply to here. And then the rest of the bill, the paragraphs B and C are just basically taking parts of the current building code that relates to the high velocity, the hurricane zone, and applying them to these types of buildings as well. And this bill does not have a companion yet either. The next bill of interest is SB 1800. This deals with the triennial amendment process. It states that the commission may approve a triennial amendment to the building code without a finding that the amendments are needed in order to accommodate the specific needs of this state. So it would impact the first step of the process that we've already completed in the past, but we would need to incorporate this into any future process, and we would likely need to make some additions to the commission's agenda for our August meeting to ensure that our current process is also in line with what is stated here. This bill does have a companion, and that is House Bill 1333. The next bill of interest is SB 1640. This is a very large bill that deals with many things, but of interest to you all and to all of us is that it proposes reducing the size of the commission from its current membership of 27 down to 17. And I've highlighted all of the impacted areas and we'll go through them now. It still requires that there be an architect on the commission, but it makes some changes to someone would need to be qualified for that seat. The next change is it adds electrical engineer to the electrical contractor seat, so that now becomes a optional seat where it could be filled by a contractor or an engineer. The next one is we have some new tweaks to the language here to add certified in front of general contractor, and it adds that this seat could also be filled by someone with a building contractor's license as well. The next change is certified is added in front of residential contractor there. We have county being added to paragraph I. Now we get down to in here. It eliminates the seat on the commission for the Department of Financial Services. It eliminates the seat for the county codes enforcement official, the specific seat. It then eliminates the seat for the mechanical or electrical engineer on the commission. The next one it eliminates is the member who is a representative of a municipality or a charter county. It then goes on to eliminate the building owners and managers industry seat. It removes the member who for the Department of Education. It eliminates the green building industry member. It removes the member for the Department of Agricultural and Consumer Services, and then it removes the specific member who is the chair. So if this were to pass and the chair's seat would no longer be specifically appointed, then you would elect the chair amongst the members of the commission. This bill does have a companion, and that is House Bill
27.
Yes. We will take names. If anybody has any questions about any of the bills, anybody have a question? If not, then I'll turn it over to Justin to give the legal report.
Good afternoon, commissioners. On the legal report today, at the February meeting, Commissioner Gerwig asked me to look into the requirement in Rule 61G20-2.001, which states that the commission and all of its committees shall only consider motions to approve and not to deny. So far as I've been able to determine, there is no statutory mandate for this restriction. If the commission finds it to be confusing or impractical, then it would be free to remove it from the rule through the standard rulemaking process. Are there any questions? That concludes the legal report.
Are there any public comments? Okay. If not, we'll take the final roll call. Just answer by saying here. Commissioner Bahadori join the call? Commissioner Batts?
I'm here.
Thank you. Commissioner Boyer?
Here.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Commissioner Smith-Burke?
I'm here.
Thank you. Commissioner Kaleha? Commissioner Compton?
Here.
Commissioner Dean?
Present.
Commissioner Flanagan?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Gatlin?
Here.
Commissioner Gerwig?
Here.
Commissioner Gilson? Commissioner Goff?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Gross? Commissioner Hamburger? Commissioner John?
Here.
Commissioner Langill?
Here.
Commissioner Schiffer? Commissioner Schiffer?
I'm here.
Oh, thank you.
I'm here, sorry.
Commissioner Shelley?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Commissioner Smith? Commissioner Stone?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Slope? Commissioner Whitehead?
Here.
Commissioner Wiseman?
Here.
And Commissioner Worrell?
Here.
Thank you, everyone, for joining our call today. Hope you have a pleasant weekend.
We stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.